How could God love everyone? That's so many people. There's no way anybody's love could be that big.
You're right. God can love everyone because His power is unlimited. Hi, and welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. This last week, I went to the ocean with some friends. Now, every time I go to the ocean, I'm so amazed at how big it is. It covers 140 million square miles. That's more than 70% of the Earth's surface, which is a lot. But God's love is bigger. His unlimited power allows Him to love every single person in the whole world. And if God loves everyone in the world, that means He loves you too. How cool is that? Psalm 63:3 says, "Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you." And now let's listen to our story. It's entitled, God's Love and the Ocean. Cole couldn't help but grin at the excited look on his younger brother's face. They were on vacation, and Henry was super excited about the roller coaster they were about to ride. Cole was more interested in their planned trip to the beach that evening. "There are so many people in line." Henry's eyes were wide. "Does God love everyone in line?" Their uncle smiled and put a hand on Henry's shoulder. "Everyone? Does He love everyone at the whole park?" "Everyone," their uncle said again. When it came time for them to ride, Cole let Henry and his uncle go together in the row in front of the one he took for himself. He was older than his brother and didn't mind going alone. As he rode, he looked out at all the people at the park. There was a lot of people for God to love. When they parked at the beach that evening, Cole was the first one out of his uncle's truck. He saw the wooden path headed toward the beach and ran down it. It was Cole's first time seeing the ocean, and his eyes widened as he saw just how big it was. "You can't even see across it," his uncle laughed. "It's a little bigger than my pond, huh?" "It's even bigger than the lake you took us to." Henry ran out into the water. "Don't go too far out," their uncle jogged after him. Cole stared at the water, right away noticing the peaceful sound of the waves hitting the shore. The ocean was huge, like nothing he'd ever seen before. He thought of all the times he had heard people talk about God's love and compare it to the ocean. The ocean seemed endless, and God's love seemed to be too. It was big enough for God to send His own Son into the world so people could be saved and have eternal life with Jesus. Cole watched his brother splash water toward their uncle and remembered Henry's questions at the amusement park. Could anyone's love really be that massive? "Come on, Cole," he motioned him over. Cole started for the water, and he realized that God was unlike any human. He truly had endless love, and He wanted to share it with everyone. So how about you? Do you know how much God loves you? He loves you so much that Jesus died for your sins, the wrong things you do, and then rose from the dead so you could have eternal life with Him. That's a lot of love. And God shows His love to you in other ways too, like by comforting you when you're sad and answering your prayers. No one could ever love you as much as God does, so thank Him for the great love He has for you. Once again, our key verse, Psalm 63:3.
Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you.
And our key thought for today, God's love is big. How would you like to win prizes this summer? Well, if you do, join my Word with Zach Summer Reading Program. Read the Bible and the Keys for Kids devotional every day in July and August, and you could win a Keys for Kids Storyteller or the first 6 seasons of Down Gilead Lane. If you keep it up all summer long, then you could win the grand prize, the Mega Family Game Night Basket. So check it out at wordwithzach.org. I'm Zach with listener-supported Keys for Kids.